Mark Lawrenson, of course, who even at his peak, you know, thank you. Put both players, there's a lot of envy in all this as well. A lot of, I know that. Well, you're his friend, are you? Well, we want to be his friend. You're not his real friend. We are. Anyway, so all of that going on. So he's standing again, and I would knuckle chuck him, and I think, you know, he's not fit since the FA Cup final incident. You're a 96.
So that's the Rangers have paid him all those millions for nothing, Mark.
Yeah, and those things, you know, and even in those games where, all right, he might only be 1 in 3, but when he goes by about 4 or 6 and scores them goals, which are pretty damn impressive, no, couldn't possibly do that. However, Rob Lee, of course, will have everybody. I think the Germans will probably spend an hour saying to take Rob Lee out of the game, aren't they, Becker?
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
We've got England, Rob Lee's going to come on, by the love of God, you know.
Even blessing Paul Merson, you know.
They're not going to spend a lot of time, are they, with, you know, saying to people, you two take care of him, is it?
No.
Even this man. But we're not talking about England.
Can I just say, laissez impressionner Thierry.
Go on.
I just want to say, because we showed them too much respect, Brian. The good people at Cronenberg sent me a translation list and a big pile of beer, so I thought I'd better mention them.
That's some beer.
There's only a small amount of beer so far.
They don't send me it anymore, because otherwise they'll get roped into this whole debate. Ah, Cronenberg supplied the beer that made the house, that killed the bird, that bought the duck, that bought the shoes, that bought the gas, that invented
so the Glen Bill. I want to tell the people at K that's their last mention now, unless we get more beer.
More beer.
We're holding your name to hostage here on Talk Radio.
Give it to Britain's most notorious beer hound.
And kebab chomper.
Let's deal with this, everyone. I wasn't in it. I saw Paul 3 weeks ago to do the interview we did in The Times, the second interview I've ever done in 10 years.
Which you did purely because to make money out of it.
Twice in 10 years I've done it. So there's that. There was that. And then there's on the doorstep. You know, why you face that? You know, I'm glad football anyway, but I do want the story. So, but, you know, you've been with him right up to the World Cup. No, I haven't. So what was he like in those? I wasn't with him.
I was 3 weeks ago.
But what about the kebab shop? I wasn't in the kebab shop. How about the other? I wasn't there that night, neither. And I'm also saying, it makes you sound like, you know, you're O.J. Simpson's defence team. And they're like, but do you mean you weren't with him? Well, I wasn't with him. You know, 3-4 weeks ago. Right, well, we'll be back.
We'll be back
next day. Yeah, see, leading him. The idea that he's Oscar Wilde and I'm Bosley, I find fantastic. Anyway, and I should have
left. Fantastic image.
Oh, yeah, I'm Bosley, he's Oscar Wilde, and in fact, he wanted to go to France, but I said, no, stay. The whole Oscar Wilde thing's coming through lovely, you know. But I say, you know, actually weren't there. The kebab shop owner, how much is he getting out of this now?
Yeah.
He did the other night, yes, and we took the white meat, and we put it in, and well. Anyway, so...